Florida Good Samaritan Saved Drowning Man Stuck in Sinking Truck. By Olivia Rondo on September 11, 2024. Two complete strangers made a daring rescue when a driver became stuck in his sinking pickup truck in Florida, with one of the heroes saying she just did what needed to be done. Ariana Ebert was driving to work in Brevard County on Saturday when she saw the shocking scene of the truck in the Indian River Lagoon after it had run off the road, Fox 35 Orlando reported. She immediately leapt into action, jumping into the water as she saw the driver, a man named Gerald, unsuccessfully attempting to escape the sinking vehicle through the small back window. Pretty much in my mid-jump, I saw Gerald come out of the small back window of his truck. Just his arms and his head, and the truck went down and sunk with him in it, Ebert told the outlet. Another stranger, Don Cobb, had also jumped in the water to help. Ebert joined him and worked together to hold the driver's head above water as they tried to remove him from the truck. He was blue and purple. At that point, we had him about halfway out. But he was caught on his belt, explained Ebert. At one point, Don was like prey. We looked at each other and just thought this outcome was not going to be the best. As they continued to pull on Gerald, a Brevard County Sheriff's deputy arrived at the scene and jumped in. When the deputy got there, he was able to grab Gerald's head and hold it above water somewhat. And I just dove under the water and pulled with every ounce of strength I had left in myself, said Ebert. Finally, the man was free. All three Good Samaritans got Gerald to shore, where CPR was administered. Ebert brought flowers to his hospital room on Sunday, she told the station. It's definitely out of my nature to jump into any sort of body of water besides the pool, she said. All I can say is that I believe that God gave me the strength to overcome my fears that day because he needed to use me to save somebody's life. The sheriff's office has since thanked her and Cobb for being heroes. This morning was one of those days that shows just how incredible our community truly is. Our communications center received multiple 911 calls regarding a vehicle that hit the center median on the Pineda Causeway and then crossed over, crashing through the guardrail and ultimately landing in the water, said Sheriff Wayne Ivey in a Facebook post. There are not enough words on days like today that explain the immense emotions one feels about just how great this community is. Our deputies are trained to jump into action in emergency situations, and we would never ask citizens to put their own lives at risk. But to see them selflessly try to save someone in a truly scary situation shows the kind of people that make up Brevard County, he said. I say it all of the time because I truly believe it is representative of our amazing home. It takes a community to protect a community. And today this saying rang more true than ever, he continued. Thank you will never be enough to Ariana and Don for the help they provided to this man. But please join me in making them feel the appreciation they deserve. Ebert said she just did what she had to do to help the man. I don't really necessarily think of myself as a hero. I just kind of feel like I did as what needed to be done at that point, she told Fox 35 Orlando. You don't have to know somebody to show kindness or to help them out in any way. Not even a life-threatening situation. The rescuers are planning to host a fundraiser on October 13 at the Cadillac Cove restaurant in Satellite Beach to help the man with his hospital bills, the outlet added. Sadly, he doesn't have health insurance, and he's struggling with mounting medical bills and other expenses related to the crash. Ebert said in a Facebook post explaining that she is planning to set up an online fundraiser as well. Together, we can help Gerald Paul get back on his feet. Thank you all for your kindness and support, she added.